Last Saturday was a day of emotion. At 6:30, everybody listened to the President's appeal for calm, after which the national anthems were played, the sweet and gentle Czech hymn and the rugged, stirring hymn of the Slovaks. I watched in a crowded cafe, the close attention given to the speech. Tuesday and Thursday were days of peculiar anxiety. First, there was the Sudeten-Deutschpartei demand for the withdrawal of martial law, which had had to be imposed in certain districts owing to the incidents that were provoked by Hitler's speech on Monday. On Thursday, Henlein threw off his allegiance to the state, thereby dropping the specious pretense of loyalty and moderation so long maintained in order to deceive the Western democracies. But the gravest anxiety was caused by the French newspapers, which seemed to indicate that the French government, and presumably the British government also, was prepared to consider acquiescing in Hitler's demand for a plebiscite. Chamberlain was at Berchtesgaden. Everybody was asking, will Great Britain, after all her assurances, betray us in the end? In spite of everything, people go about their ordinary lives and occupations merely laying in extra supplies of food. One sometimes sees somebody walking about with a grey cylindrical tin hung about him. He's been getting a new gas mask, but nobody stares or thinks it remarkable. Occasionally, an office is short-handed because some of the staff have been called to the colours. But there is no panic, no violent explosion of hate, only a deep gnawing anxiety. If we have to fight, we could not desire as brothers in arms a people more determined, more reliable, more sympathetic in spirit to ourselves, or more like ourselves in their language of reasonable argument and their love of democracy and freedom.